This is another audio-only podcast. Let's take a closer look at the balance sheet. What we're going to do is we're going to break it up into three sections: assets, liabilities, and owner equity. And that's the most common way that you'll see it in the outside world, broken up into three major headings. You will, on occasion, see it broken up into simply just assets and the other category being liabilities and owner equity, but the tripartite break is the most common one. And let's start off with assets and describe what's hiding around in there, starting with the current assets. Now, current assets are supposed to be things which are either cash or will turn into cash over the normal course of doing business. And that means that it doesn't take any particular act of volition in order to actually turn these things into cash. Classic examples of these things are cash itself, which is already cash, and the other two classic ones there are inventory and accounts receivable. Now, what inventory is supposed to be are the bits and pieces and parts that you use in order to create your product. So, for example, you may think of yourself as, say, creating some desks as part of your product. And you will have in your inventory things like the desktops sitting in one room, some of the leg brackets hiding in another room. You may have some of the fittings that go along with it. Well, every single one of those things added up together is part of one kind of inventory. What you do then is, over the normal course of business, you assemble the parts in order to create these tables that we were talking about. And over the normal course of business, these items that you have created then go ahead and get sold. And when they get sold, generally you get paid for them. So the idea is, in relatively short order, these inventory items will turn into cash. And that's the kind of thing that turns them into current assets. Now, the other thing that's commonly there in the current asset category are going to be accounts receivable. Now, accounts receivable you can think of as invoices that you've sent out to other people, bills effectively. And the idea is that you've sold somebody a little bit of product and you have billed them for it. And over the normal course of business, you expect to, when you send a bill out, that people will actually pay these things. As they pay their bills, that means it will eventually turn into cash. So you can see clearly accounts receivable are supposed to be a kind of current assets. Now, there are other things that fit in that current asset category, but what we're doing is giving you a minimal set to have for use in this class. Now, on occasion, you'll find some other kinds of assets floating around there, current assets. Sometimes you'll see some financial assets hiding around up there. What we're doing right now is we're creating a taxonomy which is correct for this class, even though in the outside world, there's a great deal of variability. The categories that we're going to have in the asset section beyond current assets in the outside world can be quite diverse, but we're just going to go ahead and restrict ourselves to two other categories. Again, outside world will have potentially many different kinds of assets other than current ones there, but we're going to restrict ourselves to two kinds. The other one is going to be fixed assets, and then the final one is going to be a residual category, which we'll call other assets. Now, our fixed asset category will consist of all those assets that require an act of volition in order to turn into cash. This means that they don't turn into cash over the normal course of business. Examples I have of this one are the tools that you use, or some real estate, buildings, computers, all sorts of things like that. Although you do use them, and there are things that can be owned, they don't, over the normal course of business, turn into cash. In order to convert a tool like a computer into cash, you have to decide, okay, I'm going to sell this instead of using it. And that's what we mean by an act of volition, okay? You can also think of these things as longer term, is another way of thinking about fixed assets. Now, the other category is the catch-all category, and it's supposed to be a kind of residual category that's there. And what we're going to be using it for are for all sorts of our financial assets. And so we're going to go ahead and stick all our bonds in there. We're going to stick our stocks in there, loans that we've made to other people. We're going to put them in this other category. Please note, outside world, you'll occasionally see these things in the current asset category. And we're also going to put in there fun things that are intellectual property, like patents and copyrights, and an unusual thing that's referred to as goodwill that you'll see on some combined statements. Patents are supposed to be essentially a monopoly right in order to manufacture a certain kind of product for a while. Copyrights are again, monopoly right for a particular kind of intellectual property. Goodwill just represents the price that you paid for another firm above and beyond the value of its assets, less its liabilities. And that's what we're going to be putting in our other asset category. Now, again, this break that we're making in the assets, having them consist of current assets, fixed assets, and other assets, is for this particular class. Those three answers will always be right, but please note in the outside world, you're going to see a lot more diversity in how that asset category is broken up. The thing that you will have for sure in there is something that's called current assets, and that will commonly include your cash, your inventory, and your accounts receivable. It may also include some of the items which we're including in our other asset category, which are all those financial assets.